Welcome to A Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo, authors of The Financially Intelligent Parent.
I'm Dr. Eileen Gallo.
And I'm John Gallo. We've been talking about allowances, and in our last Parenting Minute, we promised to offer some suggestions if you disapprove of the way that your child is spending his or her allowance.
Short of purchasing something that might harm them or others or is illegal, children need the freedom to make mistakes. If your child buys something you don't approve of, don't deprive him of his freedom of choice or verbally assault his buying decisions. Instead, consider the following tactics.
Engage your child in non-judgmental conversations about his buying choices. Encourage him to talk about why he likes the heavy metal CD, the gruesome video game, or the silly toy. Don't turn his purchase into forbidden fruit with intense disapproval. Instead, explain what you find objectionable about the purchase, but give him the chance to express why he likes it. This way, both of you are able to share ideas and attitudes. By taking the power struggle out of the equation, you also take some of the allure out of a particular purchase.
Set limits that don't relate to the allowance. In other words, define what's unacceptable behavior in your house. Perhaps you might have a rule against songs with obscene lyrics or which advocate violence. This limit applies to everyone in the family, not just your child. By setting limits that relate to your values, it's also easier to deal with violations of the rules.
In our next Parenting Minute, we'll talk about why it's important to resist the reward-punishment aspect of allowances.
This has been a Financially Intelligent Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo.